Hey guys, welcome back. I am actually recording this one right after I recorded the last one, in case you are astute enough to notice the same shirt. But with all the changes that we're doing to the site, I'm trying to get a little bit ahead and just make sure that the next couple of weeks are all set so that we don't miss a beat while we're doing all the remodeling and stuff. So this week I'm very excited to talk to you about summer school, because I know that you know, that's something that we all kind of wonder about. Should we go through the summer? Should we stop? What does it look like if we do? And so on. So I want to tell you, first of all, that one of the most amazing things about home education is you have the flexibility to do whatever fits your family. And that is something to stop and rejoice about it right now, because that is a great gift. You are not confined to September to June or September to the end of May. You really can do your school in any way you want to around the year, through the year. As I always feel like it's important to do, you need to certainly make sure that whatever you choose to do for your family, that you're obeying the law, that you are getting in the number of days that you need, which is really no problem at all, because we homeschool 24/7, right? So it's like 365 days of classes. But make sure that you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, be above reproach in everything, because we want, as Christian home educators, to be above reproach. We want to have a great testimony to everyone who is looking. And we also want to make sure that everything that we do for our children, we are doing excellently, so that no decision that we make, no method that we choose, is ever going to close a door for them. And that has really been two of the driving things for David and I. You know, our ultimate goal in home education was, because it's a great tool for discipleship, secondary, we wanted to make sure that we were giving them the proper equipment to do anything God called them to do in the future. And this is a tremendous, home education is really the best path, in my opinion, for accomplishing that and for making sure that they are thoroughly equipped for whatever God calls them to do. With that said, we are now in really the end of June. So first of all, I would say for some families, they choose to go year round. And you know, when my children were little, I did a lot more of this. We would go on a rotation where we would go for a while and then we take a break, and then we go for a while longer and take a break, and that kind of thing. And that worked great. It was intermediate breaks for me. It was kind of mixing up our routine. And that looked different through different stages, but that was always a fun thing. When we did school that way, I would normally take a short little break for a few weeks in the summer and then hit it again. And that worked at that period of time. I am no longer in a period of time where that works. As my children have gotten older, we are now in high school. They do some classes at co-op or dual credit or whatever. I am obligated, because of those, to go with a more traditional school calendar. And quite frankly, with all of the work that goes into homeschooling, three in high school and one in middle school, I need a break. Plus, our spring is so littered with travel and disruptions and so on, that we have not done much school at all that's official school for really since the 1st of June. So I wanted to talk to you, you know, just very first, give yourself the flexibility to set up the rhythm for school that works best for you. If you would rather have long breaks in the middle of the year, then go through the summer. If you're in an area where it's so ridiculously hot in the summer that there's really nothing to do and you have small children that are going nuts, maybe you want to go through the summer and then allow them a little bit of a break in the fall or in the spring. You know, again, you have the flexibility to do that, and that's a thing that needs to be celebrated, and it's freedom that you need to avail yourself of if that works best for your family. If, though, you just go because, or you're still going because you just want to finish everything up, assuming you've been diligent through the year and you haven't just, you know, kind of let things go, which is That's something that we would need to discuss in a whole nother setting. But assuming that you've been going and you get this deep into June and you just haven't finished, it may be time to just say, we're not going to finish that. You know, if the kids were in public school, if they were in private school, the odds of them finishing every page of every book is almost non-existent. In fact, it probably is non-existent. I never finished a book in school, and you probably didn't either. So remember that. When your kids start school the next semester, they are going to go back over that end, really kind of middle all the way through stuff. They are going to be reviewing all that math. They're going to be reviewing all that grammar. So if you're still going because you just can't get finished and it is making you all crazy, take a breath. I give you permission to set it aside, call it a day, and take a breath. We have shifted. Like I told you before, we used to school kind of on a year-round rotation where we took short breaks through the year. We've now shifted to where I need this big break in the summer, and so do my kids. They work really hard during the year, and then the spring is very difficult. We need to catch our breath. But even with that, the summer is great for a few other things. It's great for incorporating field trips, especially if you have younger ones. This is a good time to explore some of the things that they're very interested in by going to museums or going, you know, if you have a university that is close to you, a lot of times they have really great exhibits or science buildings or something like that that you can go explore. And it may be easier to do in the summer than it is at some other times of the year. So it's really good for that. It's good for if you're just looking for things to do and to keep, you know, kind of learning going, which is a big deal. It's also good for it's kind of setting them free to explore things that they're very interested in. My second son actually spends a lot of time researching very weird things. he has a mind that's interested in things that he's probably not going to learn in school, how to build things, just very intricate things. He's got a real engineering building type mind. He has more free time to kind of explore that kind of thing, and he's doing drawings and all kinds of stuff. That's very, very educational without me once saying, okay, it's time for school, and without me once having to look over and assess or do anything else. He's still learning and growing, but in a totally different way. The summer is also a great time for playing catch up. I think that you'll find, especially as the kids get older, and especially if they are pulled in a lot of different directions, if they're doing athletics or a lot of fine arts, or they're in a heavy schedule of something else, it may be that one class is just not going to get the attention that it needs. And so almost every summer we have had some classes that have kind of stretched out over the summer, kind of playing catch up and finish up. And even with that, though they're still working on a class, it's very, very different, and there's still that sense of a break, and you can kind of exhale a little bit more, do a little, it's just very, very different. And as you get into high school, unlike elementary school, you still don't have to finish every single thing, but you need to make sure that you get all of the, you have a reasonable amount of work to meet whatever the criteria is for a class. It may be that you have to show, or they have to do 180 hours on it, whatever it takes. If you have a curriculum itself, you need to just kind of look at what is really a mastery of this material and make sure that they work through to that end. As you're doing transcripts, that may indicate if you have to turn in your transcript to a governing body or a school or whatever, you may have to put in progress on a class or whatever if they're not quite finished with it. One of the things that has also been a flexibility that our family has used is they can actually set some of their classes up that are kind of off semester. So instead of going, you know, fall, spring, they go spring, fall. And you don't want to do that a whole lot because then you'll get all completely off. But on some of those electives and stuff like that, you may find that they can do, you know, with the work that they do over the summer, they can get it all in if they start it in the spring semester. Again, flexibility is a wonderful thing with home education. But I do want to encourage you as you look at the different ways that you can approach the rest of this summer. We're knocking on the door of July here. You know, if you're still going full force and you are weary and you're just done with it, be done with it. Give yourself a break. You do not want to go into August or September never having given yourself the time to catch your breath. Just enjoy being mom for a little while. You know, no other hats that you're wearing except for mom. and just enjoy that time. And if you choose not to do it in the summer, that's fine. But find a time that you can choose to just wear that hat and just thoroughly enjoy your children. But then the summer is a great time to catch up, to explore, to go hiking, do all of this fun stuff together, that you'll be amazed at the way that they're learning without ever sitting down and actually doing school. One other thing that I wanted to throw out that's a great use of summer learning time are math apps or spelling apps, stuff like that, different games that you can play to review facts and just really reinforce things are great. My daughter is going through, and the name of the app just escaped me. I'll have to ask her. It's a great game that she has been playing, just reviewing math facts all summer and making sure before she starts her sixth grade math that she is just really, really solid in those in those basic facts so that she can build on them. And then we also do Spelling City, and we keep that up through the summer. It's a great review. It's fun. And it gives her a little bit of review time on those things that will make her fresh for next year. Again, none of that really involves a lot from me. Now, I have to put the lists and such in Spelling City for her, but that's not much time at all. So summer is a good time for review, a good time for catch up, a good time for exploring things that are really, really exciting to your children. But it's also a good time for an exhale. So don't miss that time. Celebrate your flexibility. Celebrate the joy of homeschooling. Celebrate the joy of summer. And really celebrate your family and your children. They are your greatest gift. And so I would love to hear, how do you spend your summer? What kind of academic things or non-academic things do you like to fill your time with? Send me a note or leave it in our Facebook group. I would really love to hear from you. So have a great afternoon or evening or whenever this is, and I will see you next month.